So, I was watching Kayleigh McEnany at a press conference talking about the cheating scandal, and I was glad I was able to hear it through and through because when she appeared on Fox, I think it was the network, they cut away from her while she was talking about it, saying that they couldn't allow her to continue because she was accusing the Democrats of cheating, and those are just allegations, and they haven't been proven, and all of that, which makes perfect sense. I mean, nothing has been proven yet, but and may never be proven because we don't know. But the fact that they didn't allow her to speak is suspect because, as we all know, when Trump won the election in 2016, we could not get enough of hearing about Russian collusion. I mean, I didn't want to hear about it. I'm saying that they wouldn't stop talking about it. And that wasn't proven yet. Those were just allegations and accusations. And there was nowhere you could turn without hearing about this accusation. And here she is talking about what's going on because they've had witnesses. They are in the middle of interviewing them and putting affidavits together. So that piece of it is legit. Whatever results come about after the fact is another story. But they are in the process. All the legalities are taking place right now so that they can go before the Supreme Court. So if it was just, we think this happened, but they weren't taking any such steps, maybe I could see it. But again, the lawyers are on it and they're working on something. What comes out of it is not the point. The point is to investigate. And that is the problem that I have. And right now I don't have my notes in front of me where I had jotted down all the things that she says was happening and all the things that I've heard on social media that is happening, that of course the mainstream media is keeping from the masses. But everyone on the conservative side, of course, is questioning and asking questions. And I think last I checked, they took away Pennsylvania because it wasn't the accurate count. It still has Biden in the lead, so that's neither here nor there. And when it's all said and done, he may still very well be in the lead. But when I run down the list of things that have been said or shown on social media in terms of proof, not just allegations, I think there would be something really wrong with you if you don't think that it should be looked into further, because it doesn't matter who the candidate is in this situation. For future elections, you want to make sure that these programs that they're using and these systems that they have in place improve. And without a pandemic, being the excuse for the next presidential election, I hope, perhaps the mass mail-in voting will go away. Because that's what created all the chaos and confusion this time around. Had it been the traditional way of just absentee ballots and in-person voting, this wouldn't even be happening. So I don't know if they're going to make the mass mail-in a standard, which I hope is not. Because again, this will be a pattern of behavior that they'll just continue to follow so they can keep winning all the other elections every time. It's as if they want to do away with the two-party system, which has been said before. They just want to dominate everything. It's not anymore about your candidate or my candidate. They want everybody to be a Democrat, and that's it. Which is ironic because they're the ones that have the root word democracy in their party name, right? And yet you watch, some news network, I don't know if it was CNN, and there's a conservative on there talking. Her name is Jennifer Rubin. And it's funny because I also saw the Rubin report. And he said Dave Rubin wanted to make sure that everybody knew that he had no relation to the woman. She happens to be a conservative. And she's on there saying that they have to literally burn down the Republican Party. She used the word burn it down. Basically, that anybody who supported Trump, all those people, the remnants of that movement or whatever, that they can't continue to exist, that they don't belong in civilized society. And it goes beyond them not having Trump in office. They don't want anybody who supported his campaign, worked for him, or any of the policies that, he put in there. So, and I was taken aback by that because I thought, these are the people that the people who say that we were under a dictatorship support, the ones that have you on a blacklist, like AOC, the ones that created something called the Trump Accountability Project. that they want to make sure that you don't get a job, maybe that you don't succeed, because people won't hire you or associate with you if you were a Trump supporter. Would this affect Kayleigh McEnany? Because she was one kick-ass press secretary and still is. And all I ever thought about when I saw her walk into the room was, wow, that woman will have a job wherever she goes, because they hired her for something and she is doing it the way it's supposed to be done. And anybody who needs a spokesperson would be lucky to have her. So are they trying to prevent her from gaining any employment because she once worked for Trump? Everyone in that cabinet is screwed for life now? I don't get it. And I don't get much of what's going on, because the people on the left are totally playing a blind eye to all the fishy things that are going on. And it's not about sore losing, it's about getting the facts straight and uncovering the fraud wherever it took place and improving the system. One of which is not having people on both sides oversee the ballot counting. Why only Democrats could be in the room? Why can't there be someone on each side? Or why can't they have people who are completely apolitical or neutral or biased or bipartisan or whoever? I know it's hard to find someone who will honestly be that, because they might lie just to get in the room. But it's weird to me, because even in the debates, it was always, you could tell, a liberal moderating. The last lady did a good job as far as keeping herself as objective as possible. But why don't they just have one person from each side, so that you know that nobody is trying to do anything funny? The debate should be handled this way as well. Just one person from each side, because you know that when it's the opposite party, they're going to try to get you with certain questions, but then they'll go easy on the other guy. Which reminds me, if Biden is the official president, because right now they just call him president-elect, and he hasn't been sworn in. So when all that is said and done, he's going to have such a smooth ride. The press is not going to grill him. He's not going to be criticized by the media. They're going to be with him every step of the way. He can do no wrong. I've heard people say that he's going to he's going to heal the nation. And I thought, I don't know what he's healing, but I sure saw him kneeling. And I don't think that's a good look for a leader. And what I really think is that he sold the soul of the nation to China. And that makes perfect sense for the people who voted for him, because they keep talking about dictatorship. So why not get a real one? The Hunter laptop is going to go away. That whole scandal, whatever he did. Oh my God, I saw a clip where Van Jones was crying on air about the Biden win. A black man was crying about a white man being a president. When they say that, you know, there's not enough representation. But this white guy's okay. The one that said he knew what's best for the Negro. I'll never get tired of saying it, because he did say that. He's crying about this man winning on national television. And it's not so much that he was shedding tears, but it was the reason why he was doing it. And also, he's at work. Anyway, you know, I don't like when people do stuff like that outside of the privacy of their own home. But anyway, he's shedding tears about the man. And he's saying that now he can parent. And I think the word integrity was used. And all I thought, Trump's sons have not been nowhere near a scandal that I know of, or his daughter. So I think he did a good job raising them. Hunter, however, is caught up in a lot of stuff. Drugs, supposed payouts, prostitution. I believe he comforted his brother's widow when the brother passed away. I'm not sure if he got her pregnant also, or he got a hooker pregnant, allegedly. These are all the things associated with Biden's son. And yet, that's the man, that's the example for you in terms of parenting. I'm so confused. As I am of people celebrating, black people in particular, celebrating this win, when Biden was the open segregationist, and when we all know that Kamala locked people up for petty crimes that she bragged about on The Breakfast Club, smoking weed, listening to a rapper that for some reason she thinks is still alive, going to a sneaker shop, wearing Tim's, and all the these other ridiculous things that are supposed to relate to the black population. And it worked. Thank you. And I think it was said that she even kept people from their early release to use them as free labor. So I don't understand why she is the one that they upholding as some kind of, you know, champion of equality or, you know, a representation of the people, when she did more harm than good for their people. And if she was so hot, you know, why did they not support her when she was running for the presidential campaign? Why did she score so low in the popularity polls? Why did she drop out sooner than anyone on record for a presidential campaign because of these poor ratings? Why are people clapping about her breaking the glass ceiling for the vice presidency when they didn't support her when she went for the top job of president? Why does she have to be Biden's VP? Why can't she just be the president? Apparently, they didn't think she was good enough. For whatever reason, she was not the candidate for that. And then Biden, the guy who already was vice president for two whole terms, who's been in Washington for almost 50 years, who you could say is an establishment tool, that's the person that's going to bring about change? Once again, it goes back to the fact that people voted against Trump. And other than his personality, there's really nothing that they can say about his time in office that impacted them negatively. It's all in their head. And since we don't know the grand scheme of things or the bigger picture, if his presence in the White House was only meant to be four years, to begin with, unbeknownst to us, if that was all he was going to get because he's an outsider and it was a miracle he got in and he had to fight tooth and nail to the end, I'm not surprised that he's not there for four more years, because again, it's a miracle he lasted this long. They've tried to boot him since the beginning with the impeachment and the Russian collusion and between the pandemic and BLM. I just don't know how he got up to go to work every single day and continue with those rallies and still do whatever presidents do. So that alone is a sheer miracle. That said, time in there, however brief, woke up a lot of people, including me. And I honestly didn't care about politics until this time in history. So, and I've said that before, I would have rather watched grass grow. And I didn't think I would care after Trump was gone, because it was not the time that I got excited about anything in terms of politics. So I have him to thank for that, because now I'm paying attention. And now I want to know more about the local leadership, the representation out there. It seems to be not balanced, but that depends in your state, I guess, which is another thing. You know how liberals, they ruin cities and they take their horrible policies with them and then they go and ruin the next place? Well, on the flip side of that, common sense conservatives grow weary about being surrounded by Democrats and liberals. But when they seek a change, it's not to ruin the next destination. It's to live in peace in the next destination. And I have to suffer through the horrible policies that they're always putting in place. And so they, when they flee something, let's say a blue state, it's for something better. Somewhere where they're already voting the way that you would vote, instead of trying to bend their arm, if you will, by taking your lousy policies with you. So, in other words, I'm not trying to change a blue state. I just want to live comfortably in a red one. Now, if you really want to put your skin in the game and fight the good fight, I guess you would try to get more Republican representation where you are. That's what Kim Klasick was trying to do in Maryland. Unfortunately, she lost to the person who's been doing it for so long and getting nothing done. And she was treated very poorly on The View, if you ever saw that interview. They basically said that the black people were not behind her, which I think is awful. Because if you really care about equality and fairness and diversity and inclusivity, why would you degrade a woman, a black woman, who's running for office just because she's a Republican? Especially when she's simply trying to improve the communities that she's hoping to represent. And they have failed to do so for decades upon decades. Same thing in New York. You know, de Blasio has ruined New York City. People have left, you know, the liberals can do that, right? But, and all types of people who are able have left the city. They go into the suburbs, the country, whatever. They don't stay. But even though the reasons they left have to do with the people they vote for, once again, they keep voting the same. And I don't understand the logic, and I guess I never will. So I'm hoping to find a nice red state that I could go some point in the future. I don't know when. I'm really sick of the cold. It's no fun. And especially when you're, again, you're surrounded by people who think a certain way. They don't respect your views and you're outnumbered. And it would be nice to be somewhere where you're not the minority. Times two, right? Because first you might be a minority in terms of your background, and then you're a minority because of your beliefs. And trust me, life would be much easier if one would just get on that Democratic bandwagon. You would get so many props from people. You'd probably make a fortune. Shoot, if you wanted to run for office, you'd have their backing galore. You wouldn't have to worry about financing. The money would just pour in if you were to say that you were, you know, backing someone like AOC, for instance. Which is another mind-numbing fact, because her policies are so radical and far left, and she's a socialist, and there's no denying that. And yet, people who don't really know that much about politics support her full force just because she's Latina. That's all they need to know. It's enough for them. And it's not enough for me. So what I want to see happen, no matter who is there, is hopefully more conservatives coming out, more people fighting big tech, hopefully more organizations that will be platforms for people like me. They should all join forces. I think people like ABL, Brandon Tatum, the Hodge twins, Diamond and Silk, I mean, you name it, the list goes on. We should all be part of some kind of separate network. Shoot, I'll be happy to intern for them in any way, shape, or form. Trump should have his own network, and I'm not the first person to say that. I think he could rival a network like CNN. Why not call it TNN, Trump News Network? He had the reality show before. I think he will continue after he's out of the office to put his efforts fighting the censorship. With Biden in office, Facebook and Twitter and all these people, they'll probably still be able to get away with whatever, but we have to counter it, right? We have to rival those things. Let them keep doing what they do. And if Parler is any indication of heading in that direction, I don't know what is, because people are signing up every single day, and that's for conservatives. But once again, we don't want to be tucked away in an echo chamber, as it's been said, and then nobody gets the new message. Because if all these people were only in a place like Parler from day one, I would have not heard about it. I heard about it because they were on, you know, the usual platforms. So we have to stay everywhere. We can't just go away because that's what they want. If they take it away from us, well, that I can't help. But so long as I'm able to speak my mind where ever I'm able to on all these social media platforms, I will continue to do that and lend my support for whatever candidates are on the conservative side, because it's simply not enough to go around, and hopefully that will change. That's the moral of this episode. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Like, share, and subscribe. It's up to you. Ciao for now.